Between the Covers, a series designed around who and what can be done and achieved by patients, planning and working in a community of like-minded, successful people. This podcast series is for anyone looking at becoming a successful published author and those looking to understand the mind of a writer and the goals of a publisher. Proudly sponsored by Shoreline Publishing. Welcome and enjoy.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for joining us on Between the Covers. I'm Kelly Wilson. Today, I have the great pleasure of chatting with Lainey Jones. Now, Lainey is a well-versed author. She holds a PhD in creative writing, and she has 5 published books already. Hello, Lainey, and welcome to the show. How are you today?
I'm well, thanks, Kelly. Thank you for having me.
Well, congratulations. It's a pleasure. And congratulations on your brand new publication, A Woman's Place. I've had a little bit of a look into it. It says here, a family saga set on an isolated outback property haunted by an ancient spirit.
Yes, well, that's right.
Incredibly intrigued to talk to you today because my latest novel I'm working on has a ghost in it as well. So I'm hoping to learn a lot from you today, Lainey.
Oh, my pleasure.
Are you able to talk to us a little bit about your latest novel, what it's all about?
Yeah, sure. It's, as I said, it's a family saga. It's historical fiction too. So it's it covers 5 generations of women who live on this outback property from the mid-19th century to the present. And it has the magical realism aspect with the ancient spirit that supposedly haunts the place. And a touch of gothic too, because the main narrator is trapped there by floodwaters, alone, without power, without any connection of phone or way of connecting to anybody. So there's the gothic elements.
that's quite an unusual mix that you've put in here, Lainey. How did that come about?
Well, it came about, first of all, because I wanted to write a story where the land was central and the land was almost like a protagonist.
I read that. It said about the environment is my protagonist. And I wondered, what did you mean by that?
Well, I wanted it to have a power all of its own and yes, an influence on the people who live there. And I got that sort of personified, I suppose, through this ancient spirit that the people call Mary, but who is actually Barragunya, which is the name of the place.
Yeah, I love that, yeah.
Yeah, so and she has this influence on people. She doesn't like men in her property because I think there's a connection there where in the early settlers' days the husband massacred some of the dark people that lived there that were her caretakers then.
Yes.
And so the place is run by women, and that's why it's called A Woman's Place, with different connotations to a woman's place.
Usually. How fascinating. So what inspired you, Lainey, to do this? I mean, it's actually quite a bold and brave story to write.
Yes, well, I do. I like historical fiction, so I sort of wanted to get some of Australia's history woven through. The best way to do that is through characters.
Absolutely, so, it is. Yep.
Yeah. So we have Alice, who comes out in 1889 as a newlywed to Barragunya, and we see her celebrating Federation Day with her son George. We later see George killed in World War I. And his English wife travelling out through the Spanish flu pandemic to Australia.
Actually incorporated a huge amount.
Yeah, I think so. Later on, we see Julia, who's the main link to all these stories. Mm. We see her mother protesting the Vietnam War. So things like that bring the history into it.
Lady, you're talking as if it's nothing much, but it's actually in a huge amount of research.
It did take a lot of research.
I bet. Yeah. How long did you spend on that?
Oh, well, I research as I go. I'm writing the story and then I get to somewhere and say, well, I've got to learn more about this.
I do exactly the same. Yeah.
So it isn't a sort of constant research effort, but it's filling in all the knowledge that I need to put in.
Yeah, fantastic. Amazing. And, you know, it's really hard to make characters authentic when you're crossing through time. I'm working on a novel at the moment where one of my characters is from 1902 and one's from 2017. So the language I need to use for both characters is so different. How do you make that real?
I don't know. I think you just get into the feeling of your characters as it comes to you. You know?
Yeah.
In the early days, you would never have any of the women swearing or anything like that.
No, that's exactly right.
Yeah, by the time it comes to the Vietnam War and they're chanting all those things.
Different again. Yeah.
So you get
that must be kind of fun to be able to change your language as the book goes along in those.
It is fun. Yeah, it's sort of organic though. It just grows as you get to understand
the character.
It does,
doesn't it?
Yeah.
Now, I was also really interested to know whether A Woman's Place actually linked at all to anything that you'd written and published before.
I've written a story before that was published a couple of times in a couple of different journals. It was called The Park, and again, it was about the environment. It's about a park that more or less keeps reclaiming its land, and nobody talks about it because it just seems so crazy. But it does. It reclaims the land and it reclaims the people who live there.
Yeah.
So it has a sort of, the land again has this sort of power to take back what it's.
I love that. You're obviously quite fascinated about that in itself. Now, A Woman's Place, does that conclude, or have you left that open enough that perhaps there's something else coming?
No, I think I'm finished with that one. Yes. That's the end of that one. I'm actually writing fantasy trilogy at the moment, so getting onto something quite different.
Goodness, lady, that is quite different. So you've gone from a historical fiction to a, did you say sci-fi trilogy?
Well, fantasy, yeah.
Fantasy. So how did that come about? Is that another love of yours, or are you just challenging yourself?
Yes, I've always loved that fantasy, but I tell you, I just decided I was going to find a character and see where it took her, and I've never had so much fun writing in all my life.
And see, that is awesome for listeners to hear, because you shouldn't just pigeonhole yourself in one genre, should you?
I don't think so.
No, just give it a go, and it might not be for you, or it might be, but wow, Lainey, I'm really interested to see how you go with that. And that's nice that you're having some fun.
It is. It's great. Yes. Yeah. You get so many surprises when you write like that.
Yeah. So tell me what kind of a writer you are. We're all different, and we, you know, do you write every day?
Pretty much every day. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not all day, of course, but.
I wish I could do that. And do you do it because you love it, or it's just how absorbed you get? Yeah.
Oh, yes, because I love it. And yes, you do get absorbed. Time just vanishes when you're really into a story.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I think, better feed my children. Now, getting back to A Woman's Place, you know, there is a wide variety of historical fiction out there. What makes your book unique, Lainey?
I think part of it is the magical realism aspects and the Australian Gothic.
Yeah, I agree.
Australian Gothic is the sense of the heroine, which is Julia, the person in the modern time that anchors all the stories.
Yes.
She is isolated. It's raining all the time. It's gloomy. It's a very old house. It's haunted, all those Gothic elements.
Yeah, fabulous.
So, I guess that makes it a bit different. It's not just straight historical fiction.
No, you've actually thrown a bit in for many different types of readers, which I absolutely love. And it's going to be interesting to see your readers of this book, A Woman's Place, how they go with your fantasy book and vice versa. Do you think there's enough in A Woman's Place that'll engage them for your next series? In terms of, you know, fantasy or sci-fi or the gothic element?
I don't know that you can say. I suppose some people that like
hard, isn't it? Yeah.
Historical fiction won't like fantasy, but
maybe they will.
I hope they like good writing.
Yeah, exactly. I like that. Yes, Lainey, good writing. And clearly, as a published author, you are a great writer. So tell us, and lots of writers would like to know this, what was your greatest challenge when you were writing A Woman's Place?
I guess keeping track of the timeline was pretty tricky at places.
Yeah. Because you're not in one, you're going through so many.
That's right. I'm going backwards and forwards, excuse me, in the...
Yes, and that makes it really difficult to keep your own mindset. I have to write such extensive notes when I'm doing different eras of time.
Yes, that's right. And then you've got to make sure they all link up and make sense.
Yeah, there's no plot holes in there.
That's a great challenge.
It is, isn't it? Yeah. And if I was going to ask you, who do you write for, Lainey? Do you write for yourself or are you do?
I do. I write for myself. I think really, I mean, you have an audience in mind, but if you're not enjoying it yourself,
no,
what's the point?
You're flat, aren't you?
Yeah. So that's I'm my first reader, so I write for myself.
And we're our harshest critic too, I would say.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah, and you know, we morph and improve. It's an organic process, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Yeah. Always something. I never ever feel as though I've quite finished a book because if I go back to it, I'll always want to change something.
Yeah, and this is going to be your greatest challenge going forward. I mean, even though you're writing now in a totally different genre, you have to be out there now, Lainey, and, you know, publicising A Woman's Place and keeping your head in there.
It's very tricky, actually, yeah.
Yes, and, you know, I've had a couple of interviews where I've actually talked about wrong characters thinking, oh, that's not the book I'm talking about. It's my next novel. Or, you've got to be so careful.
Absolutely, yes.
I'm sure you'll nail it. Well, Lainey, I have something fun to do now that I'd like to do with you, and I am starting to end my podcast with this new segment called A Minute Inside Your Mind. I'm hoping you're going to be brave, Lainey, and join me on this. We've got 1 minute together, and I would like to fire some questions at you that you can say pass if you don't want to answer.
Okay.
And just for our listeners and your brand new book audience to get to know you a little bit more.
Okay.
Ready?
Ready.
What would you choose, the ocean or the bush?
Bush.
If you had to change something in the world or you had the power to, right now, what would you change?
Poverty.
Absolutely. If you could live in the past or the present or the future, what would you choose?
The present.
Yep. Yeah.
You've got to be where you are.
You do. What's your favourite season?
Autumn.
Yeah, me too. And tell me, what's your favourite type of music, Lainey?
Oh, look, I really like the old music, the old singers like Ella Fitzgerald, that sort of...
Yeah, classic beauty.
Yeah, classic blues, like, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. If you could have three guests in your home, they can be dead or alive, fictional or non-fictional, who would you have, Lainey?
Oh, I've thought of this before. I think I'd like to get... Jesus, Confucius and Buddha all together.
Whoa, I want to sit at that table. See, you've shown me your bravery. Hear that, listeners? She is a brave woman. Two to go. Surprise yourself. Oh, sorry. Describe yourself in three words, Lainey.
Oh, gosh.
Not enough, is it?
No. No, I think I have to pass on that.
That's
one.
All right. I'll fill it in for you. Gorgeous, brave, talented. There you go.
Oh, thank you.
Lucky last. Welcome Home is your brand new book, Lainey. Why does everybody need to buy it?
I think they need to have another look at Australia's history, the almost forgotten parts of it, and
I love that answer.
And read that, but look at it through the eyes of characters that are that they probably haven't thought of, but are well set in their own eras.
Yep, and step into someone else's shoes and try to understand why.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, Lainey, that is fabulous. Lainey, thank you so much for your time today. A Woman's Place is available online at all good bookstores and soon to be in libraries right around Australia. Listeners, I encourage you to get out there and learn about Lainey and her amazing brand new debut novel. It's so important to follow us Aussie authors and independent small publishers. So spread the word, help get the love out there. Lainey, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Kelly. It's been a pleasure.
It really has. And good luck with everything you've got going forward.
Oh, thank you. I hope so. Good luck with yours too.
Thank you. Take care.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Between the Covers, produced by Shoreline Publishing.